Here's the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 21st. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 4 points after being down for most of the day. S&P 500 went up 2 points, 0.2%, but NASDAQ Composite down 25 points, about 1%. The yield on the government's 10-year Treasury is up to 1.97%. The teachable moment today starts with the image of a soup kitchen. If the line is longer waiting outside the neighborhood food pantry, you might infer that a lot of people are in a bad way. Well, today the European Central Bank started doling out very, very cheap loans to European banks, and the demand was much higher than expected. 500 banks went with hats in hand to borrow the equivalent of $639 billion, a record for this kind of thing. European banks needing so much money suggests that the European banking system is in a worse way than analysts thought. Well, that's one way to look at it, says economist Richard DeKayser at the Parthenon Group.
You could say, wow, these banks really are desperate. They need the cash, and they have to go to the lender of last resort, the European Central Bank, and that's very distressing. Or alternatively, one could look at these huge borrowings and saying, well, banks there are certainly not uncomfortable going to the lender of last resort, so they should be flush with liquidity and not translate this financial crisis into a credit crisis with people who need money going without.
Also, stocks in many technology companies had a rotten day. Oracle shares fell 11.75%, SAP down 6%, IBM falling 3%. This started with an Oracle warning about its profits.
Oracle announced disappointing earnings and lowered guidance a little bit going forward. That seems to have taken some wind out of the sails for tech companies more broadly. You know, we're in an environment now where tech spending has been one of the stronger sectors of our economy. Additionally, we've had some government policy supporting investment here with generous tax credits that are in the process of winding down or expiring. Some coming to a close at December 31st of this year. So it's possible that people are beginning to worry.
And, of course, this is the Wednesday before Christmas. Sometimes people shore up their positions ahead of taking some time off.
That's right. Sort of a defensive posture in light of being away from the office for a long time is not uncommon. But I think even more important is the context of yesterday's huge surge in the stock market. The Dow was up almost 350 points, creating almost $400 billion of wealth. So some investors, I'm sure, simply wanted to lock in those profits and are selling to do exactly that.
Economist Richard DeKayser. The Justice Department has evidence that the mortgage company Countrywide engaged in a pattern of discriminatory lending. In 2008, Bank of America bought Countrywide, and there's word today B of A will pay the penalty, a $335 million settlement. Bank of America stock rose 1.2% today. Time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is up today on news that not since the Merry Pranksters has taking the bus been considered this cool. That's right, in the age of high gas, plane, and train prices, the much maligned form of mass transportation is now officially in. Bloomberg reports that Megabus.com and Bolt Bus, which ferry passengers mostly between East Coast cities, led the charge that saw bus ridership jump by a third in 2011. The free Wi-Fi is said to be a big draw, but maybe $7 to Boston is part of the calculation. For more on the bus and the pulse of the economy, Marketplace.org is the way to go. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.